Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And AI meets wine, a really interesting topic, and lots of offshoots to this topic as well. And joined by Angel Vasu, CEO, co-founder of A Better AI, and involved with VinoVoss, VinoVoss.com, kind of your AI sommelier. Is that right, Angel? I know you're a self-proclaimed geek like me, and kind of give me a quick little recap of your journey to get where we are right now, and the burgeoning something that's everywhere as AI is appearing everywhere.
Oh, sure. So my background is in math and software engineering, and I was a network engineer at Cisco for about more than 10 years. And then I decided to go back to school, do another master's degree in data science at UC Berkeley. And VinoVoss started as a academic project.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was our...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it started as an academic project because it was technically our capstone for master's degree project. And we decided to... really focus on wine because wine is a very complicated topic. And when it comes to AI, we wanted to really simplify the discovery of wine for consumers. And the question was, how do you leverage AI to simplify this wine discovery? That's how we started.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it because there's so many different types of wines? Is that because people are confused with food pairings when it comes to wine? Is that kind of the thought behind it?
Yes, all of the above. Basically, you know, wine, when it comes for non-wine experts like me, it could be kind of an intimidating topic because, first of all, if you don't speak the language, like you don't know French, sometimes it's even hard to really pronounce the name of the wine. Do you really the subjectivity of the wine, right? Because let's say if someone is like a Pinot Noir person, no matter how like five-star cab is, they might not like it. So we all have different tastes and preferences. On top of that, all these regions and variety, grape varieties, and all the food pairing, that's a very complicated topic. And we were thinking maybe AI can help to simplify that process. And on top of that, if you are not a wine expert and you don't know the wine terms, you don't even know what to look for when it comes to search. So for someone who's not really familiar with wine terms, how can they even do the searching part, right? Because right now the traditional search is all about you go and search for the title. But when you go to a wine shop, the experience is different. You try to describe what you like, and the sommelier offers you a different wine. So we wanted to sort of automate that process.
Yeah, that's the whole goal behind AI. We're with Angel Vasu, CEO, co-founder of Better AI, and one of their products, an offshoot from a student project, VinoVoss, VinoVoss.com, search and recommendation system for wine. And this is, AI is all about making things easier for people, I think, rather than confusing them. And and a fun topic like wines, that's got to make you feel good, and that's got to get people excited about not only the offerings of Better AI, but what could come in the future.
Exactly, that's the goal, because we think wine, we love wine. We think the industry can expand and bring inclusivity in wine, and everybody can really enjoy it and understand what is the best wine for them, and highly personalized wine for people. And have some diversification at the same time. You sometimes want to get surprised. Oh, maybe like if I'm there are a lot of biases towards French wine because they have really good wines. But once in a while, we can surprise you from wines from different countries to see if you like it and just explore more. And depending on how adventurous you are.
Sure, we're with Angel Vasu. And Angel, why in the last couple of years has AI become, I don't like using the word controversial, but topical. And like we discussed, the goal of using AI is really to make things easier. But why do you see some people think it's controversial or maybe not on board with it?
AI is like everything else, is a tool and depends how do you really use it. And there are obviously it's controversial because AI is so powerful and we have to have safeguards to make sure we use AI like in an ethical way and in a way that helps humanity and improve our quality of life. So at Better AI, we prioritize ethical AI development, transparency and customer-centric innovation. And we believe AI must serve the users, and every decision we make is focused on making sure that our technology genuinely helps people and solves real problems.
Yeah, wrapping up here with Angel Vasu from Better AI, and a couple more things. Your journey, Angel, being a woman in tech and in an emerging field like AI, how's your experience been?
I live in Bay Area. I mean, it's been a great, great journey for me. And I think we just need to have more women in tech
Yeah.
because AI thrives with diversity of thoughts, and having women on board actually will help everybody because, especially when it comes to product, there are a lot of women using all these products. 50% of the consumers are women, and having more women in tech, especially in the field of AI, is going to significantly help everybody.
Yeah,
So
you.
I encourage women, if dive deep into AI, take a small, like baby steps, take a like project, start, be curious, and don't be afraid to take risks.
I agree. I love that. And you're an AI expert, Angel. You're becoming an expert in wine thanks to AI. I work in sports and in sports tech. Beverages have been a big topic recently at sports events, including US Open tennis. Got a lot of press for a lot of the specialty drinks and wines they offer. You think AI and a company like Vinovos can partner help with sports events and maximizing their offerings when it comes to drinks and food and stuff? Is this kind of a burgeoning part of AI or trends in AI, do you think?
We would love to have partnership. Obviously, just imagine having a personalized sommelier on
Yeah.
your fingertips when you go to sports events, and then you can really pair it with what kind of food you like and maximize, enjoyment when you're watching your favorite sport.
This has been great,
Yeah.
Angel. That's great. And I'm going to invite all my listeners, www.vinovos.com. And well, what should we look for in the future, the rest of this year, next year, when it comes to AI, Angel?
But our website is going to have it within 10 days, is a new feature that's called Smart Sum. Just imagine you have ChatGPT that you can conversation with it. But on top of that, we also, based on your question, we display wine. So you can basically also buy products based on the question you ask. So we are trying to simulate a real shopping, in-person shopping experience for our users.
I love that. That's part of the magic of AI and the trends of where things are heading. And anything that makes it easier to shop, I'm all for, Angel. Thanks for coming on this week.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.